of the guests, none except the American notices this or sees the boy place a bowl of milk on the veranda just outside the open doors. The American comes too with a start. In India, milk in a bowl means only one thing, bait for a snake. He realizes there must be a cobra in the room. He looks up at the rafters, the likeliest place, but they are bare. Three corners of the room are empty, and in the fourth, the servants are waiting to serve the next course. There is only one place left, under the table. His first impulse is to jump back and warn the others, but he knows the commotion would frighten the cobra into striking. He speaks quickly, the tone of his voice so commanding that it silences everyone. I want to know just what control everyone at this table has. I will count 300, that's 5 minutes, and not one of you is to move a muscle. Those who move will forfeit 50 rupees. Ready? The 20 people sit like stone images while he counts. He is saying 280, when, out of the corner of his eye, he sees the cobra emerge and make for the bowl of milk. Screams ring out as he jumps to slam the veranda doors safely shut. You are right, Major, the host exclaims. A man has just shown us an example of perfect self-control. Just a minute, the American says, turning to his hostess. Mrs. Wins, how did you know that cobra was in the room? A faint smile lights up the woman's face as she replies, because it was crawling across my foot.